URLradio.net. More hits we play, the more hits we get. Good evening. It's Tuesday night. It's 8 o'clock. That means it's Night Games with the incomparable James Walsh.
Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. Night Games?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Jive Talking.
Jive Talking.
It's Jive Talking. I was just Jive Talking.
By the way, how do you like my Barry Gibb impersonation?
I can do it, too.
There's a funny bit. The guy who, Seth MacFarlane.
I love Seth.
The creator of Family Guy.
Family Guy and American Dad.
That's right. He does this cavalcade of cartoon comedy. It's available on DVD.
I know I bought it for you.
That's right. You bought it for me.
Yes,
and I watched
it
the other night when you were at work.
Yeah, because you were supposed to watch it with me. He can't wait to do anything. He can't. Seriously.
Sorry. What can
seriously,
I say?
Everything is like now. It's like all for him. It's all about him, him, him.
Me, me, me.
That includes the bedroom.
I'm a me monkey.
I know, he is. Well, anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Please continue.
Where was I?
You were talking about the cavalcade of comedy bought from Seth MacFarlane that you watched last night while I was at work.
There's a bit on the disc about Barry Gibb on a roller coaster. He goes...
Well, that's good.
And it's very funny.
That's great.
And it's not even dirty. You know, some of the stuff on that disc is, it's definitely an adults only. It is to use the modern lingo, NSFW. Not safe for work.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind. I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about this current trend among parents who are monitoring the stuff that their kids do on the internet.
Yeah.
Because this is obviously a big issue right now. Let me give you the phone number, too. It's 701-751-0838. Should you monitor what your kids are looking at on the internet? Or, obviously, it's not necessarily an either-or question. Maybe the question should be phrased as how much of the stuff your kids are looking at on the internet should you be concerned about and should you be looking at?
Okay.
Because there's obviously no pat answer, because every kid is different, and every website is different.
Well...
But I guess we could draw some general conclusions now, can't we?
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, kids are... Number one, kids are always going to find ways to end run around that stuff. You come up with a better mousetrap, they'll just come up with a bigger mouse.
To end run around what?
Well, for example... If your kids find out whether you tell, and there's another question, you know, whether you should tell them you're going to be checking their stuff. I think you should, if you're going to. But, for example, if you tell your kid you're going to be checking out their cell phone, they'll just go out and get a disposable cell for $20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you tell your kid that you're putting a GPS tracker on the car, they'll leave the car in the parking lot and go with their friends in their car.
Well, yeah.
So the kid can always, I'm just pointing out that kids can always find a way around this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, okay, and here's the way I feel about it. You've raised your kids from day one.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've taught them your value, your belief system. You've taught them right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And presumably, they're good kids who haven't gotten into trouble. Right?
Presumably.
Presumably. But,
yeah.
Okay, so why would you be monitoring them to that extent? You know, I mean, I can see being concerned about predators online.
Yeah, the whole thing. Online predators, cyberbullying,
right.
Sexting,
well, cyber,
inappropriate websites.
But here's the thing. Cyberbullying and sexting are I actually would want my son to tell me about that stuff so we can sit down and talk about it as mother and child, as parent and child, because we can talk about how do you deal with cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Okay? And how do you deal with, I mean, if you have unwanted people sexting you, what's the appropriate way to deal with that? I mean, to me, it's an opportunity to teach life skills to your kid,
sure.
Not an opportunity to invade their privacy.
Yeah. See, this stuff is all kind of, it's kind of weird to me because when I was a kid, I was not the kind of kid who got in trouble a lot. Mm-hmm. The only trouble I got in was for not doing well enough on my marks, you mm-hmm. know, getting lousy grades, which a lot of times I did. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I was never one of those kids who was caught smoking in the bathroom.
Right.
Or I was not bullying other kids or getting into that kind of trouble.
Right.
I didn't do any of that stuff. So it's hard for me to relate because I'm not saying I was an angel as a teenager.
No.
But I never... For whatever reason, it never occurred to me to do this kind
right.
of stuff.
You knew right from wrong, and so you didn't.
I guess,
do,
yeah.
You didn't do the big things. Here's the thing: is you and I are from a different generation.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot easier for our parents. All they had to do was pick up the other end of the phone.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Whereas, yeah, it's hard with all the electronic advances and devices we have today. But here,
or find the diary if it's a girl. You know, girls keep diaries,
girls
and
keep
the parents.
Diaries,
some parents look for the girl's diary and read it.
But here's the thing: we're from a different era. And and we grew up at a time where when your parents said jump, you asked how high.
I don't know about that.
That's not, well, in my household,
my
that's
generation,
what it was.
Remember, I came of age after the hippie generation. I was not a hippie. I was too young to be a hippie. But I came of age after that generation, and we were pretty rebellious, too, in our own way.
Well, we were, but still, we did have respect for authority. We have a greater respect for authority now than I think most people have, you know, and that's a lot of it. It's
if anything, we have too much respect for authority, but that's a different
issue. I agree. But the thing is, we have a great deal of respect for authority. And until I became a teenager, you know, my dad would say jump and I'd say how high.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just all there. That's the way I was raised.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we're the same general generation.
Yeah.
We're the second half of the baby boom.
I'm only 3 years younger.
Yeah. And, well, I'm only 3 years older. So there.
Well, I'm younger.
But we came of age during the Nixon years. If anything will teach you to question authority, it's Nixon.
Richard Nixon, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean that's when America basically had one of their first betrayers in office. Yeah.
Well, in recent memory. I mean, you know, it's not
in
the first time
memory.
In history, that kind of thing. But let's get back to the issue at hand here.
Okay.
I know we're kind of getting side-railed. I'm sorry. You're making you're making that gesture with your hand like
uh-huh.
I'm self-pleasuring.
Yes.
Okay. It's a good thing this is radio.
Yeah, that
I can
you
describe
didn't say
it.
That.
You can see it in your own in your mind's eye.
We have these little hand gestures
like
that we do.
Like
the
little flappy thing you do with your hands.
Yeah, the flappy,
like,
flappy, talk. Well, there's another one, too.
Okay, well, let's get back to the issue at hand here. You were going to say.
No, go ahead.
I give you the floor.
Well, I don't want it. Take it back.
No. Okay. Well, I was going to say.
The floor is yours.
I give you the floor. You can vacuum it.
Would you just. Okay.
What I'm saying
chauvinist is, pig, you go ahead.
The question is whether parents should monitor their kids, their preteens and their teens, and the stuff they look at on the internet, or the stuff they're saying or listening to while texting or cell phoning.
Right.
Now, this sexting thing, I think, is it's very vague. You know, how do you define sexting? To me, it's
not vague.
It's talking about sex on the phone.
No, it's not? No. Sexting is when somebody sends you a text message and they say, hey, want to hook up? Hey, want to have sex? This is where you meet me to have sex. We're going to do this now.
I thought it was
sexting.
When you get on with somebody and you just talk dirty like phone sex.
Oh,
it's not?
Nope.
Really?
No, it's setting up for a meeting to have sex.
Oh.
That is what sexting is.
That is cause for concern if kids are doing it.
Yeah. I mean, kids are going to, you know, they're going to fantasize and play around with their cell phones and stuff, you know, saying they'll do stuff.
Yeah.
But when they actually do meet somebody to do that, and again, who are they meeting?
Yeah.
Are they meeting someone who's like a lot older? Or are they meeting a rapist? Are they meeting a murderer?
Yeah.
Are they, you know, who are they meeting?
Someone who says they're older or younger.
Yeah,
actually,
somebody who says, hey,
really
I'm 16, and they turn out to be 58.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like not cool. And but see, this is why parents need to have some conversations with their children about predators, about people out there, about how you can't really trust anybody online.
Yeah.
If you can't see them, if you don't know them, and you don't know their real name, and you don't know where they live, and they're not friends of your family, guess what? They're strangers. Hello, stranger danger. It's what we teach our kids from the age of three on. Yeah. Stranger danger.
That's why they have those shows with the guy who, with the, what's his name? With the sex predators where they come to the house.
Oh, Chris Matthews.
Yeah, Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews, yeah. To catch a predator.
Well, there's a whole industry now. Let me give the number again, because the question is, we would love to get folks to call in to talk about this, especially if you're a parent, because you know what they always say? Well, you're not a parent. You don't understand.
Well, you don't understand. You're not a parent.
Well, you are a parent.
Yet I am a parent.
Your feelings on this are actually not that far from mine, are they?
I haven't given you my feelings yet.
Okay.
I'm saving that for later, hoping you'll get a few phone calls.
Okay, we'll get a few phone calls.
Because I have a definite opinion about this.
Well, should you monitor the stuff your kids are looking at on the internet or on their listening to on their cell phone or whatever?
Should you basically become a
big brother?
Yeah, big brother.
Even though you're already a parent, should you be a big brother and a parent? 701-751-0838. There's a whole industry now built around this concern that a lot of parents have and this need that they think they have to monitor what their kids are doing
With technology. I mean, you can download apps on cell phones.
Yeah.
You can install software,
blocking
software, protection software on your computers. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
The Taser Company, and yes, I mean the Taser Company.
That kind of Taser.
The same people, yes, that kind of Taser.
Okay.
They've got a program coming out called Protector. Focuses on family safety. The parents will be able to route their child's text messages, images, and emails to their phone first, allowing them to see it and then block inappropriate messages if necessary.
Okay.
Now, they also have a safe driver, same company, the Tasers, from the folks who brought you Tasers. I love that. The safe driver package. And this I kind of like. It's available later this year. It will allow parents to program their child's phone so they can't text or talk while the car is running. Now, it will allow emergency calls to go through. If you hit 911, that will go through.
Okay.
That's
actually not a bad idea.
That's a very good idea. Yeah, one area where I'm all in favor of kids being policed heavily is when they're driving.
Yeah.
Because kids driving, I mean, when a 17-year-old is behind the wheel, there's a lot of stuff that kid doesn't know about driving yet. He hasn't learned all the lessons, some of which you do have to learn the hard way, about staying out of trouble while you're on the road. Let's talk about it. 701-751-0838. Should you monitor what your kids are looking at on the internet? Love to hear from you. Jim Walsh and friends, hopefully you, at urlradio.net.